Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. We've got one heck of a show, but first I want to thank you for sharing with your friends, your family, your associates. We have well over 600,000 listeners, not only here in the United States, but abroad. We're really excited that things keep expanding. You know what? Last week we have Helen Hoisera to help us with successful career change, especially nowadays with 3% unemployment, the great resignation. People have a bigger and better opportunity to find a new career and a new job. And Helen's going to help you get there. And if you want to check out her or any other of our other 82 episodes, all you have to do is go to savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. And Helen's episode is episode 82 if you're looking for a career change this week. Oh, I'm going to be talking about romance scams. We're going to talk about all the stuff that people do to scam people out of their money, how they're using crypto romance scams, how they work, what's the dynamics behind it, what you can do to protect yourself, and if it happens to you, where you can go. Now, for today's show, we've got a topic that, we've had so many of the lovely ladies just email in and say, hey, with inflation and everything, we're trying to figure out how we can be healthy on a budget. And we have the perfect guest here today, Patricia Kalisa. She's here. She's a registered nurse, dietitian. She's based out of New Jersey. She's got a bachelor's degree in nutrition, dietetics at Rutgers University. Obviously got biology, psychology, so she can help you get into the psychology behind it. But you know what? She has worked with multiple entrepreneurs. She has worked with most notably the United States rowing team, weight loss surgery, diabetes, weight management, cardiovascular disease, renal disease, and recently geriatrics. Now, that means she knows a lot of stuff, and she has a wonderful background to create the foundation of the information she's going to provide you. So you really want to sit and listen. If you got a pen, write this stuff down, because it's going to make a big difference. And with that, I want to introduce you to Patricia Kalisa, and thank you for joining the show, Patricia.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know what? This is just something else, because I was actually talking to my wife yesterday about this, and she's just like, you know, how do you do it? You know, how do people keep in a budget, stay nutritious? And there's so many myths out there about, you know, no GMOs, we have to go organic, all that kind of stuff. And I know we're going to be talking about that all today, but you know what? It was just real interesting. There's a lot of little, I want to say, marketing that goes out there that says you got to do this, you got to do that in order to be nutritious. And you know what? The reality is that might not be the case, or could be the case. And that's why we have here to dispel all that stuff. So now what I'd like to do is, you know, how should somebody go about compiling a list prior to grocery? You know, what are the tips for doing that? How does somebody do that in the store? Because, you know, I mean, I'm a guy, but it doesn't matter if you're a guy or girl, but you know, I kind of have a list in my head, but when I see something else that looks kind of cool, I get it. And that might not make the best situation for being nutritious. So how would you go about doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to start off a list, I would say it is about the planning. And I know that's not really easy for people given the busy times right now. But the best way to make a list before you go grocery shopping is to think about, okay, how can I incorporate all the food groups? Number one. So we have our produce, we have our proteins and our grains. So think about what are some of your favorite foods from those different food groups and what can be made for multiple meals. So there might be different products that can be put in multiple recipes, like let's say rice or plant-based proteins. so you can put them together and not be getting tired of the same meal. And if you, you know, write down the foods under each food group that you have before you go, then you have sort of like a picture of how to navigate through the grocery store without having impulse buys of other foods. Yeah. Now, another thing is to ask yourself, you know, here in the US, we have a lot of coupons available. And especially online now, you can find so many different coupons. And especially, you know, another way to save is bulk buying. So what can you buy in bulk? What can fit in the fridge? So there's all these different ideas on different ways to save money, but absolutely the first thing is to start by planning first. So then again, you have that picture before you go in and it doesn't result in impulse buying and buying things that are unnecessary later.
Okay, so I got to ask this question because a lot of people know, or they think they know, but they don't know. Okay, plant-based proteins. What are they? Help me with some examples.
Absolutely, Steve. So some plant-based proteins are pretty much what can be grown. So some of the popular ones here have been chickpeas and edamame, black beans, pinto beans, and tofu. So they're all very cheap and can be bought in bulk. So I could find a block of tofu for $1.99. It's just the difficulty of it is some people don't know how to prepare it, but there's just so many different recipes online that make it better for us. And on top of that, it has just as much protein as your animal products. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to eat less animal products for many reasons, for the environment, and also because animal products are just getting more expensive. So you are able to get enough protein in your diet, even if you're not buying something as expensive as, let's say, red meat or fish, for example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Fish, tilapia, everything's gone up. It's almost as bad as gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you got to help. You know what? Where would you go? And I know I'm kind of going off script a little bit, but this is one of the questions our viewers ask. You know what? They don't mind the tofus and stuff like that, but the taste isn't really the taste they were looking for, to put it mildly. So where can they go to find wonderful recipes for tofu and other plant-based food that were, you know what, it might be a little dull or boring?
So actually there is a website that I think is working on increasing the consumption of fruits and vegetables and plant-based foods, which I want to say it's haveaplant.org. And you can simply look up tofu recipes, bean recipes online. I think there's also a bean website as well. You know, you can really find anything these days. I can send you the link after this if you'd like, so you can give it to your viewers as well.
Our viewers would love it.
Yeah, you know, throughout the years, you just hear of so many different sites as a dietitian, and it's like really difficult to put all the names together, but I can definitely get that to you, Steve.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know what? And one of the places that people can go to for coupons is obviously coupons.com. They know how to link everybody across the place. And, you know, if you're shopping, that's wonderful. Now, okay, so let's go to bulk, buying bulk. Okay. So when people look at buying bulk, you know what, it's just me and my wife now, and our kids are out of college and all that kind of good stuff. So we're really not buying all that much milk. So bulk doesn't make sense. And in some cases, you know what, we'll buy rice and, you know, it'll be the big bag of rice and it's relatively inexpensive and that'll last a long time. But when you're looking at things like potatoes and, I'm not going to say organic, but the produce that you'd actually buy, what's the best way to, do you have any recommendations for that?
Yeah, I definitely do. So what I usually recommend, especially for fresh produce like fruits and vegetables, if you can wash and freeze them, they can last for quite a long time. I want to say, you know, in some cases, probably up to a couple months, which is great. And some people have been putting their fruits and vegetables in water in a container. I've seen a lot of these videos come up online and they work just as well to make the product last longer. For example, avocado, as we know, we open it and it's already rotten. So for us to be able to, you know, cut it open and save it, reduce not only food waste, but is also budget friendly because we are getting the most out of what we're buying as well. And we're not buying more than we need to down the road.
So what you're talking about is somebody actually putting the fruits or vegetables in water and storing it that way. So, okay, great. Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back. Got to pay some bills with some advertising. So, hey, everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Patricia. She's going to help us with nutrition on a budget. And we'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve. So stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, but pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. Now, we're all about uplifting you from a spiritual, financial standpoint. I'd like to thank a couple of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, and AMFM 247, as well as New York Radio TV. And, you know, again, we have Patricia Kalisa. She's talking to us about nutrition on a budget. Now, I can tell you're pretty knowledgeable and you're pretty passionate about this. So what really kicked off your passions towards nutrition there, Patricia?
Yeah, Steve. So, you know, when I was in high school, I was doing a lot of cooking classes and I knew that a part of me wanted to be in healthcare. I didn't know exactly what yet, but I grew up with my parents and we were looking at nutrition labels growing up and just food brought everybody together. And from there, I just wanted to sort of combine my passion for helping others as well as my love for food. And that's how I decided to become a dietitian and get where I am today.
That's wonderful. I love that. Now, hey, let's start getting into the myths, okay?
Sure.
You know, there's so many people that I've talked to that only do organic, only fresh, you know, and they have, I don't think any idea. They've just been listening to people online talk about being organic and fresh food. And they only eat, you know, that's the only thing they eat. So
right.
I would love for you to just take a moment and kind of dispel some of the myths, some of the rumors, just so people can realize, oh my God, I didn't realize that. So I love this part because it's like the aha moment part.
Yeah. And this is like one of my favorite things to talk about, Steve. You know, I want to start by saying that nutrition is very individualized and nutrition is very gray, which a lot of people don't like to hear because we want a straight answer, especially today. And nutrition is going to look different for everybody. So with regards to keeping foods fresh and trying to be organic, these can be really great if you're able to afford them. But in some cases, you know, especially today, we're trying to figure out how to save money. So sometimes the organic foods aren't as necessary. And the priority is really just to make sure that you're having balanced meals as often as possible. And that your meal planning and that your eating habits are sustainable for you. Because oftentimes when we get into this whirlwind of meal planning and trying to be nutritious, we can get stressed out easily because, like you said, there is a lot of information online and there's a lot of different things that people are saying. So my best advice, I always say, you know, try to talk to dietitians and they can create specific meal plans that work well for you. They can give you simple advice. And, you know, the thing I love about our field is we're always focusing on the person. And yes, we do talk a lot about food and we talk a lot about exercise. That's understood. But we do acknowledge your stress levels. We acknowledge the environment that you're in. Are you close to a grocery store and do you have food available to you? So, you know, health is becoming very integrative. And I think that's something that's really going to come out in the future as well, you know, outside of the dieting and all these different things.
Okay. So here's an interesting thing. When we were out with a bunch of friends over the weekend, I told them they asked me, who are you interviewing this week? And you know what? It was interesting. The topic came up of the different diets that they've been on. Like there's this one where one of them gets into the 21-day fix and they only eat certain things while they're working out for the 21 days. And yeah, they lose some weight, but then it's back on again. And, you know, the husbands are going, oh my gosh, she's like in super B mode just because she's not eating enough, not sleeping right. She's always tired. And then when she's done with it, she's happy again. So, you know what, help us with that. You know, I know that, you know, my wife goes with diets. I personally never been a diet person. I've always just worked out and tried to eat right. But I know a lot of people are on these diets and they go for a certain period of time and it lasts, but there's not, you know, the weight loss doesn't last or the physical effects don't last because they're not sticking with it. You know, how can somebody move into something that would create a balanced diet, nutrition, easy to do the fitness side of things, as opposed to going through these crash diets or paying for these crash diets and not really getting the result because it's gone in a couple of weeks or a month or two after they finished?
Yeah, absolutely. So something we do as dietitians is we start with small changes. You know, first we start off with kind of a set, looking at you and saying, all right, like I said, what foods are accessible to you? What foods do you like, first of all? Because, you know, a lot of people that go on these diets, for example, let's give keto an example, because I know that's a very much popular diet going on right now. The products are keto version and they might taste different. So people don't like things that don't taste as good to them, for example. So we want to be able to incorporate foods that you enjoy, number one. Number two, again, targeting all those different food groups. And most people, they might say, oh, I don't like fruits and vegetables, but we can find a fruit and vegetable or vegetable that we can put in your diet that hits that. It's just a lot of critical thinking, Steve. You know, like I keep bringing up, nutrition is very individual. And, you know, one thing that works for one person might not work for the other. So again, that's where the dieting comes back and why people might find themselves not sticking to these diets that claim to have success.
Okay. So one of the things that we've also seen, or I'm going to say this, I've seen it in some of the friends that we know that go on diets and stuff like that, where they start the diet and maybe a workout plan as well, and they're just wiped out. And you know what? And they don't really get past that wiped out stage until the diet's actually over. Is there anything people can do if they're going to combine a workout with a diet to make sure they're not at that, because that prevents them from moving forward because it's so hard? Or does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you completely. So a big thing about diets is they tend to restrict a lot of different food groups. So what happens is when we're restricting different food groups, then we lose some of that energy. So for example, again, bringing it back to the low carbohydrate example, because that's a big deal. Carbohydrates are the main energy source in the brain for us. So if you're going to completely cut out carbohydrates, that can result in a lot of exhaustion and fatigue, and you don't have the energy from there to perform those workouts that you're looking for, because actually carbohydrates are helpful with working out as well. So it all comes together. And my advice is that if, you know, your doctor or a dietitian recommends that you do try to be aware of a certain food group, that you try to monitor it little by little. Because, you know, we do understand there are some people out there who might be eating a lot of carbs or might be having too much fat in their diet. We get that. But trying not to completely shut it out right off the bat. It's going to take maybe subtracting a little bit and adding another food group. So something like protein, we might want to emphasize a little bit more protein in the diet, a little less carbohydrates. Again, just trying to balance out those meals throughout the day and not leaving a lot of time in between to eat less than you normally do. It's trying to manage what we can do that gives you the best energy and also working towards those goals.
Now, okay, we've got a couple minutes left and I just wanted to talk to you about the services that you offer people. Is it okay if our listeners or viewers get in contact with you, and how would they do that? Could you help us with those things?
Absolutely. So right now I'm still in the process of making a website. You know, I've been a dietitian for almost 2 years now. So my ultimate goal is to be present on these podcasts and really do a lot of guest speaking. So you can find me on social media. I have a Instagram and a TikTok, both under the Dietitian Dish with a T. Mm-hmm. Or you can email me. I'm definitely opening up to that because I love to answer questions and I really love to help other people as often as I can. My email is dietitian followed by a dot and then Trish, T-R-I-C-H @gmail.com.
That's wonderful. Patricia, I know you didn't say it, but I want to say it because one of the things that I did is I looked into your background and all that stuff. And I thought this was a really cool mission statement. And it says here, your mission is to help women like yourself become more curious, excited about food and find exercises that they enjoy so they can achieve overall health without adding stress or weight loss and dieting. So I think that's wonderful. And could you help us with that email one more time? It's dietitian.trish@gmail.com. Perfect. Hey, Patricia, I want to thank you for joining the show today. It was wonderful to have you. I appreciate you taking the time to eliminate the misinformation, and also give some resources of where people can go to. So thanks again. I wish you well with your endeavors. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you back here in a few months and see how things are going.
Of course. That sounds great, Steve. Thanks again.
Hey, stay healthy. I know you will. So we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you next time, Steve.
That was Patricia Kalisa. She is a dietitian. She, you know, loves to help people out with nutrition and on a budget, health, the whole shot. If you, again, want to get in contact with her, go to dietitian.trisha@gmail.com. So you want, again, that's dietitian.trisha@gmail.com. Now, hey, you want to stick with us? We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about some dating scams. What's going on? What can you do? How can you protect yourself? And if something happens to you, where you can go? So stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, and AMFM 247, our syndicator. We are talking about scams, specific romance scams. Okay. And I just want to talk to you about what I read on the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. And you know what? A woman on the video, her name was Darlene, tells us a story of how she was scammed. Here's how it worked. I gave him my phone number because he seemed so authentic. That's what she said. Well, within 3 weeks or so, he was expressing that he was falling in love with me. The man she called was Giovanni. Told her he was an architect and a contractor who traveled to Turkey for jobs and asked somewhere down the line, asked for a loan of $30,000. Then he needed more money. And we're going through this forever. And we're going to get married, he told her. Darlene began to see the flags, but ignoring them, she said, in the end, she gave him $530,000, her entire retirement fund, which is why nearly at the age of 74, she's still working, she said. And you know what? She asked these questions. How could I have fallen for this? But the reality is it happens to so many people from all walks of life. You know what? The reality is you don't want it happening to you. What's really interesting is the FBI received more than 25,000 romance fraud complaints in 2021 alone. Victims at the end of the romance scam can feel manipulated. Family relationships, marriages can be torn apart. And the toll that one of these scams can take is devastating. Okay. Let's talk about, you know, in fact, these scams, people between the ages of 45 and 55 are the typical culprit, okay? Not the culprit, but they're the typical victim. They have a little money, they're a little lonely, they're going online, and it's one of those things that you really, really want to watch out for. Now, even in the military, these things are happening. According to CID, the Computer Crimes Investigation Unit also cautions soldiers themselves to be on the guard for what's called a sextortion scam, okay? And these scams, criminals engage in online sexual activity with an unsuspecting service member and then demand money or favors in exchange for not publicizing potential embarrassing images or information. And they caution the soldiers, never send money to someone claiming to be a soldier, okay? That's the most common scheme involves criminals, often other countries, most notably from West Africa countries, pretending to be U.S. soldiers serving in combat zones or other locations overseas. These crooks are often prevent documents and proof of their financial need when victims ask to wire them money. So it's really, really important to understand what's going on. Okay. Now, the FBI outlined the anatomy of a cryptocurrency investment scam. This is the way it works. The scammer initially initiates contact in typical made via dating app. Again, dating app or other social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Messenger, whatever. The swindler gains the confidence and trust of the victim by establishing an online relationship and then claims to have knowledge of cryptocurrency investing or trading opportunities that will result in substantial profits. They talk about how great they are with investing, okay? And then what they'll do is they'll suggest you buy cryptocurrency, send it to an online wallet when the victim thinks that it's an investment website, but in fact, it's the scammer's website, okay? The con artist directs the victim to, again, a fraudulent website or an investment opportunity. After the victim has invested an initial amount on the platform and sees an alleged profit, which means they allow them to take out a little bit of money and there's a little profit there, the scammer allows the victim to withdraw a small amount of money. And this is the way they get trust with you. As for a successful withdrawal, the criminal instructs the victim to invest a larger amount of money and often expresses the need to act fast. When the victim is ready to withdraw funds again, the scammer invents a reason as to why they cannot happen. The victim is informed that additional taxes or fees needs to be paid, or the minimum account balance has not been yet to allow withdrawal. This is interesting. The claim entices the victim to provide more funds. Sometimes customer service group gets involved, which is also part of the scam, that says, hey, you got to go and do this. Victims are not able to withdraw any money, and the scammer most often stops communicating with victims after they cease to send additional funds. Now, I want to be very clear about this. I work with people in the financial consulting business, and I know of three people right now that have been affected by these romance scams. And one was just like this. The only difference is she took the money out of her IRA and she told me it was this guy in New York and he was going to invest in this. She's going to double her money inside of 6 to 9 months. It was too good to be true. The whole shot. And you know what? She lost the money. Remember how I told you the FBI has received 25,000 complaints in 2021? It's probably twice that much because people have such embarrassment that they got hit with that. Now, one of the things that's really interesting on these dating sites, when the picture looks too good to be true, looks like a model, what you might want to do is go search for that picture. I bet you're going to find the real person too. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same channel, right here on Saving with Steve, where we're going to give you our best advice, one, to help you retire smarter, and we're going to go through the ins and outs of money so we can benefit you. So look forward to seeing you next week right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.